Hey guys, welcome back to Cool Things Podcast. It's your co-host, Justin Chitla, and we made a very special decision last night. Jason wants to be a co-host on this podcast, so I thought that would be really cool, and that would help me in the long run make content every week. And I think last podcast was really fun, and you had a lot to say, and it was good energy, right? So
right, yeah. Jason here. I think it's a really good decision because not only are we not only is it gonna be making you make more content, I think the content will be better, and I think we had a good energy last time, so I'm really excited to do this with you.
He just wants to plug himself. So follow him on Instagram. His at is Jason Chitla. But actually, today we have a special guest. My younger brother, Joey Chitla, who I love very dearly, and I think he loves me too. Go ahead, Joey, introduce yourself.
Hey guys, it's Joey.
Okay. This is so funny because you look so weird right
so
now.
So he's going through puberty right now, and his voice sounds really weird.
Yeah, just say some words. Just say, what grade are you in?
So I'm in ninth grade, freshman. And I actually have the same birthday as Justin and Jason.
Oh, okay. Already spitting out some cool things. You didn't tell us you were going to drop that bomb on us. No, yeah, this is really cool. He was born on Jason and I's eighth birthday.
Right.
So we're exactly 8 years apart.
And I remember that. I actually remember that day very clearly. We were on our birthday. We were at the hospital, right? And I remember you got something. You got like a robot from grandma.
Dude, it was the coolest present, I think, coolest birthday present I think I've ever gotten.
Yeah.
It was called the Robo Sapien.
Right.
It was a white robot that you had. It looked like the controller looked like a TV remote.
Right.
But it had, I think what got me as a kid, it had to have had 100 buttons.
Right.
It was one of the coolest
things. Yeah.
Exactly. And robots were so cool back then. But this robot could pick things up. It could dance. I love this thing. And I told this to like our parents when we were little that I really wanted it. And it came as a surprise. So that was really cool.
No, but here's the thing. Here's the reason why I brought that up was, so Joey was being born. We're at the hospital. Justin gets a present. It's my birthday too, right? But get this. So they get...
Did you get anything?
I didn't get anything.
I don't remember you
and
getting
And you know
anything.
What? You know what? So Jenna and John were also there. Jenna's our younger sister. John is our older brother. They got a gift.
Did they?
They got a gift too from our grandma. And you know what? I start complaining and someone says, you know what? You're getting a little baby brother. And I'm like, well, what the...
You're getting a little baby brother, man. Chill out. No, it was really cool. So that's how Joey came into the family. He is the youngest of five kids. He's the youngest of five.
It was really funny telling him today. We just picked him up to go play golf, and we told him just now today that he was going to be on the podcast. And it was so funny driving over here. You can just—he's sitting in the back of the car, you know, all nervous and
he's
shaking,
he was squirming and shaking.
All right, so that did not happen.
Joey, just so everyone knows a little bit about you. You play baseball. You've been playing since when?
So I've been playing since about 8 years old. And
my dog is currently licking his ear, so this is challenging for him. Go ahead. So you've been playing since you were 8 years old. So, and how old are you now?
I am now 15, and I decided to go into a travel team at about 10, and it definitely changed my life going to a travel team. So
why would you say that?
Because it's kind of consumed all of the weekends.
Yeah, and, for real. You and our parents just travel every single week, it seems like. Just always playing baseball. And it's really cool. Like, you get all these like cool training equipment things for baseball, and you're just always doing that. You got this really cool... Mm-hmm. Like, describe what you got. It was like...
So, it's actually a mini wiffle ball machine. They're like golf ball-sized balls, and they shoot it out at you, and it takes a lot of skill to try to catch it with your bat. And
Right, because, well, the little mitt that comes with it is like you put two fingers inside, right? And that's how you're catching these little wiffle ball things.
It's pretty difficult.
Yeah, so that's really cool. All right, tell us, like... besides baseball, what are the things that you like to do?
Because
I know one thing you like to do, but just...
That's play video games. He's always playing video games. He's always on the Fortnite. And you're actually pretty good at that.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
Yeah, but I actually like to go to the pool with my friends, and I got a new bike actually, and it helps me like get to
Wait. Last episode, Jason here. Last episode, we were talking about, you know, the Chitlo blessing and curse, where we really get into things. Joey is exactly like that. You know, since he was little, remember when he was making those like bracelet things?
Yeah, that was so weird. He was making bracelets
and earrings or whatever. You know, he was selling them.
He was making jewelry.
We called him Josephine, right?
Yeah, it was Josephine. He loved the jewelry. He liked making arts and crafts.
Yeah, but whatever it is, you know, he gets really into it. Like, he'll see something like a Snapchat ad about that 73 bike and he wants it. And you know, that was the bike.
Probably,
he got, right?
Well, that bike was really cool. So probably like every kid seeing a cool ad and wanting it. So I'd more describe it as, I don't know, he gets into these like little like obscure hobbies.
Right. What's another one that you got into?
Duct tape.
You really got into like tape or whatever and wallets.
The duct tape. That was a weird one, right?
That was definitely weird. I actually made a wallet for my dad. It was a gray wallet because it was made out of completely duct tape.
Yeah, you started selling those to our friends, and our friends, like, you'd go up to us at sleepovers, and, like, they didn't know, like, they didn't have money, but you just really wanted it.
For real.
You would be really hurt if they didn't bought one.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else, any other hobbies, weird hobbies that you can think of? Or anything that you do with your friends right now? You know what? You brought up swimming at the pool. I just think that's weird. Like, I guess it's a very normal thing to do, but it was so funny. I get a text message like last weekend, and it's Joey about to go to the pool. I guess my mom loves sending us pictures of Joey, and he's about to go to the pool. You look so weird though. You have like the goggles. You have the goggles around your neck. I'm like, Mom, did you tell me?
High school guy.
He's in high school. Like. So he probably, I don't know, like, you shouldn't be showing off the goggles.
It's definitely a pretty awkward time.
Yeah.
but guys, another thing we like to do is play spike ball.
Okay.
And we get a group of friends to do that, and it's pretty fun.
Gotcha. No. I like spike ball. It's really fun. You have the weirdest spike ball rules too. Like, we played with you as like our, you know, all the brothers and sisters played in our front yard, and you just came at us with like all these rules that you said that your friend.
You know what? We didn't even call it spike ball at that point. It was called Joey ball.
It was called Joe ball. And the way you backed up every rule, I don't know which friend had all these rules, but you're just like, oh no. No, Devin knows how to play. Devin said it's played like this. I was like, okay, whatever, Joe. Okay, anyways, what I wanted to talk about with you, Joey, because I think this is super weird, is how you interact with your phone, how you interact with social media. And the way I'm saying it is because it seems like most kids your age, and I know a lot of people my age, we use our phones a lot. In social media, we're always on it, but you never got into that. So like, explain that.
Right. So I'm definitely not that obsessed with my phone like every single second of the day, but I always try to respond as much as I can, even though it seems like I don't.
It's just like, it's so weird. It's like you in your head, it's like you own a phone to respond to people. You don't own a phone to communicate and check out like what's going on with your friends, you know. I'm just saying that because like I have group chats where our friends are just talking about weird things that might have happened, maybe, I don't know, like memes.
Yeah, no,
and
you know,
Twitter.
And sometimes I'll be playing Fortnite with Joey and his friends are on, and they'll say the same thing. They notice it too. So it's not just us that's noticing it, because you know what? They'll have all their snap streaks and whatever, and they'll be like, yeah, you know who's the only person that doesn't do that? Is Joey.
Yeah, that's so weird. It's just so weird because I was, you know what? When I got a little brother, I was like, the most fun thing is going to be when we're older and he gets into his cell phone and he just likes to text us and Snapchat us. Like when I first had Snapchat, when was that? When did Snapchat come out?
That was like sophomore year of high school for us.
Sophomore year, freshman year. So we were, how old are you now, Joey? Cause you're sophomore in high school.
I'm now 15.
So we were 15, which means you were probably around, 8 or 7 or 8 years old. Right. So when I got Snapchat, I thought it was really cool. And I was actually waiting for the day that you were going to get a phone and you Snapchat and Snapchat us all day. And I'm like, what the hell? I feel got stolen from me.
Instead, it's like one text a month, if that. Is that right?
Probably, yes.
So it's just weird because, and actually the coolest thing happened last weekend. He was at a baseball tournament and he sends me a snap. And so I'm like, well, this is kind of weird. Like, I'm getting a Snapchat from Joey. I open it up and I'm expecting to see some sort of question or some sort of request like, hey, dude, can you give me back my GoPro drone? but what he ends up happening is he wants to know if I want this hat that he found. So that was really cool. That was really nice of you. I was like, oh, that's pretty sick. It was a really cool hat. He's actually wearing it right now. So weirdly enough, we have the same hat because I like to steal your hats, right?
Yes, definitely.
I've probably taken about 3 or 4 of Joey's hats.
Okay, back to baseball. Is there anything else, you know, because baseball has consumed your whole life so far. Is there anything else that you want to bring up about that?
Right. So definitely a big struggle and a part of playing sports is the performance anxiety. And most people may think that to cope with it, you have to picture in your head like the plays that you're going to make in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But what they don't realize is that when you're playing, if you're thinking about, okay, I need to make this play, I need to make this play, that's when you're going to make the mistakes of like the easy plays. So what you need to do instead is picture in your head the things that are going to go wrong, and you're going to set a different category in your head and say, okay, this can happen, but I would not prefer that. And then you would move on and then move on to what good things you want to do.
So is it like a, so basically, is it, are you letting yourself be okay with mistakes because mistakes will happen?
Correct.
Okay. So it's like, and that's actually a kind of a cool thought. I think, I don't know who did this. Oh, no. You know who it was? It was a basketball player. I'm blanking. Hayward. After he completely, like, I think, broke his leg in the most gruesome way possible. He broke his leg, and part of his rehabilitation to get back on the court was him sitting down and just imagining every single thing that could happen, good or bad, and saying, I'm okay with that. So like, or just running that through his head so it wasn't totally new and it didn't shock him and it didn't like frazzle him. I thought that, so that's kind of similar.
And I like this topic, performance anxiety, because with any sport or any performance activity, this comes up. And it's funny because yesterday or whenever ago, we were talking about me
trading.
Last episode, we were talking about me trading, right? That's a performance activity. And there's such a big community of psychologists, trading psychologists that speak on this issue. And it's funny that you brought up the part about not focusing on what can go wrong when you're up there, because that's the same thing. Like with any performance activity, there's a certain time that you are in the zone where that means like that's a very popular phrase in a lot of performance activities. It doesn't matter what sport it is, if you're trading or whatever you're doing,
right?
There's a certain moment, Jason, when you're good enough and you are in the zone.
Jason, I felt this when we were playing in chess tournaments. Like I would get just nervous right before, and that's like, you're sitting down at a table, you're sitting down against like a young
kid. I have a funny story about chess tournaments.
Go ahead and bring that up. Yeah.
So I'm sorry if I'm being too loud on the podcast right now. It's this thing is going crazy. But so like I said last episode, Justin and I used to go to chess tournaments. We used to compete all around the country. We go to Las Vegas, Orlando. We went to Maryland. Anyways, we were at one chess tournament, right? And Joey brought this performance anxiety up. I was very affected by this
when
I was little.
Yeah. And just before you continue, you feel this in tests at school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can,
which
talk
is weird because
I don't feel I
have performance anxiety, and I have anxiety just as a normal human being, and I
right.
know you do too.
Right, right, right.
But you got it before taking exams
and tests. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I thought that was kind of odd because
we were smart. Dude. Yeah, we're very smart. But that thing affected me a lot in high school. But first, going back to the chess story, this is hilarious. So speaking on performance anxiety, me and Justin and I, he was always the better chess player. He was ranked higher, right? So I was put in like a younger division. There was a lot like more kids that were like 7 years old.
Right. You were definitely, yeah.
So, you know, I get in, you know, I we're going into the first round. Mom and dad tell me, yeah, good luck. You're going to do good. So I get up to the table. I'm going against this little kid. So I'm in like, what, middle school? He's probably in kindergarten. So we sit down, right? Yeah. In like the first 5 minutes, right? It's going okay. And the game ends in like three more minutes. and so I get out. I'm like so embarrassed. I go back to the lobby. I get up to my parents, my mom and dad. They're like, oh, you want to take a bathroom break?
You need a snack, son? you need a drink, bud? And I'm like, you just need food?
I'm like, oh, no, I got out.
No, the seven-year-old just beat me. Beat my ass.
So that was just another very embarrassing story. But anyways, what we're talking about,
just performance
anxiety,
anxiety.
So yeah,
it happens everywhere. It doesn't have to be a sport. It just,
yeah. And you know what, I think a bigger part of middle school and high school, what should be really focused on is a lot more about your mental framework, not necessarily mental health, but with anything. I think when you're tackling anything, any activity, any sports, any performance, it's all about how you think about it, especially like right now it's trading. And that's why I love playing different video games. I love playing chess, poker. It's all about not going on tilt when you're doing bad.
Yeah.
Not going on tilt.
That's a huge theme and between poker and
trading. Cause you can
but
start
I know that it's obviously, you know, relates to sports. Like if you're mad, there's no way that you can be in the right mindset or be in the right mind to make a good play or to you know what I'm saying, Joey? Is that true? I mean, it's all about for me, I think the biggest takeaway in this conversation for me is telling yourself it's okay, whatever I'm doing, it's okay to do something bad or embarrassing, right? Because if you're holding yourself up on a high pedestal and you're saying, oh, everyone's thinking of me this, that, if I do this, this is going to be terrible. Like, why put yourself there?
Right. Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe.
And of course, you're going to prefer if you do the right thing. However, you got to make sure you're not shocked if it doesn't happen. So.
Right. So is there anything, can you think of a time where you did something bad or embarrassing or when does your performance anxiety really show? Is it the first time on your first at bat? Is it always when you're hitting?
All right. So I have a story about we were playing another team for school ball, and it was probably the first inning of the baseball game.
Yeah.
And I made an error, and instead of like putting it out the window and like moving on, it kind of lingered with me. And next inning, I made two more errors, and then it's just kind of a snowball effect, and you don't want to let it get to your head.
Gotcha. So, and when you say linger, like, is this all in your head, or are your buddies like, you know, trying to move you past it? Do they see this?
Right. Yeah. They always say baseball is 90% mental and 10% physical, and I definitely strongly believe in that because I would say that I have the skills to play at a high level.
Gotcha.
However, it's always the mental side that can affect you the most.
Yeah, dude, I get that. It's for me, even when I'm playing golf with my friends or coworkers and I'm on the first tee, that's, you know, obviously I'm not playing competitive now, so it rarely ever happens, but I always get like some sort of nerves or jitters. And
it's so weird.
It's so weird. It's like, why am I getting nerves or jitters? I don't know.
Yeah. And going back to trading, I like how you said it was 90% baseball, but 10% mental. In trading.
Wait.
All right. So you got that wrong, but.
you completely botched that.
Wait. What did you say? Wait,
Joe, baseball is 90% baseball and 10%
mental.
Wait,
what did you say? What did you say?
It's 90% right. mental and 10% physical.
Okay. No, that's a good point. What I was going to say is, in trading, it's also the same thing where it's more whatever percent
mental.
Mental. Yeah.
Oh, trading is 10% physical?
No. So listen, like, it's because a lot of people don't think about it the right way. If I were to tell you that the more of a percentage of trades. Joey's laughing at me right now.
So, hilarious.
So before the episode, I was thinking, you know how when you're a little kid and you don't know how to tell stories, I thought that this was going to be this kid.
Sure. Well, you can tell.
Now it's me.
But, yeah, sure.
But anyways, going back to what I was saying, trading is more mental. And what people don't realize is you can actually have more percentage of losing trades, but still be more profitable. And that's actually how it is for me. I can be 70% of the time, I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. But why am I making money? It's because those 30%, the winners are a lot bigger. Mm-hmm. So that's how it is. And if you just collect a better mental framework about the way you're thinking about things, it makes it a whole lot easier.
Cool. Yeah, no, I agree. That's a cool thought. All right, switching gears here. I want to attack Joey a little bit and get into his head.
All right,
Joey, pick up the mic real quick. So we talked about how you're just so different than all kids today when it comes to social media. What I want to ask you is, and I told you I was going to ask you this. I want to ask you, you know, because I know you use Instagram. Who is your Instagram crush or celebrity crush?
Okay.
Come on, spit it out.
What about that girl that I sent you? What about her?
I can definitely tell like the difference between your taste and my taste. But
wait, what is that? What does that mean there? What does that mean?
For reference, I sent Joey okay Aspen on Instagram.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I think nowadays it's kind of like.
Go ahead. Keep going. we're reaching the awkward part of the podcast. So go ahead. We're gonna let this one. We're keeping in all the awkward silences here, so everyone can feel how awkward it is in the room, because you know, dad and mom might listen to this. So your answer here is gonna be funny. Go ahead.
All right. So I think who probably comes
to mind?
Anyone, doesn't have to be an Instagram model.
Hey, put the mic closer to you too.
Prettiest celeb.
I'm not saying you have to have a crush on them. I just want to know who you find attractive. Because guys, this is like weird. Like he hates talking about girls.
Okay, so I started to watch.
First off, have you kissed a girl?
No, I have not. In last episode, shows Jason, you have not either.
Joe, you're on a scary track.
Yeah. No, Joe. You're how old? 15?
Yes.
Okay, 15. You got about six years.
6 years to beat me.
Beat Jason. So you got a lot of time.
So I've been watching a lot of David Dobrik vlogs, and I definitely think that Natalie Noel is probably...
Oh,
good,
wow.
Contender.
Wow, you know the first and last name. That's impressive. Yeah. No, Natalie's pretty. What do you think about Corinna?
She kind of gets crazy.
Yeah, but, But that's so odd to me that you choose Natalie over Corinna.
I think that's an unpopular decision. But you feel the same way, Justin?
No, I think the more... So in the beginning, I'd say Corinna was the more attractive one. But I think, to Joey's point, after I completely binge watched all of David Dobrik's vlogs on YouTube, and he has like over 400 or 500 of them. So it's absolutely ridiculous. But they're 4 minutes long. They're really easily digestible. So I love watching them. But I'd say in the beginning, it was Corinna for me, and now it is Natalie. And I don't know why. Right. I think it's just because her personality. She just seems really authentic and really nice. But you know what I thought was really funny, Joey? Was the first time I heard you had a crush on someone, we looked at the girl. The girl looks just like you.
That is okay.
that is insanely weird.
A little narcissistic.
Yeah, it's like, oh, no. This girl, man. She's handsome, just like me.
No, it's funny though. So ever since, like, what, the past 5 years, so far Joey's had a lot of girls that liked him, right? Is that right?
I would say so.
Yeah, and so it's funny though, because the way, you know how weird you are with texting and phones already, he would just have the most savage responses to these girls, but not even know they were savage.
It was so funny. I'm thinking about the time when he got a text. Oh, there's multiple times.
One
time you got flowers in the mail. And it was so frustrating talking to you about that because you wouldn't dive into any details. You were just like, oh, yeah, it could be anyone.
Yeah, I got flowers in the mail.
Yeah, yeah, that was so funny. But what I'm thinking of specifically is the time you got a text message and it was just like, hey, I think you're cute or whatever. You want a date? And what was your response?
You were like, thank you, but I'm focusing on baseball right now.
Yeah, and you were like, this was like 3 or 4 years ago.
I think I told her that I'm not gonna date till high school. And
wait, you said it so funny. You're like, but thank you for considering me or something like that.
Thank you for considering me as an option. Do you know who that girl is? I don't want you to say her name, but do you know who that is?
Yes, I think I have her in mind.
Whoa, that was a weird one.
No, she's definitely gonna be listening to this podcast.
No.
Okay. Anyway, speaking about these interactions, I think a lot of it has to do with your upbringing and being the youngest in the family. Well, not just the youngest in the family, but so far off,
right?
From like 10-year difference.
Jenna's our younger sister. How old is she now? She's 3 years younger than us, so she's like 20.
She's like 20, I think,
or she's turning 20 this year.
And so it was funny, growing up, you hung out with Justin and I and our friend group all the time. Whenever it was at our sleepovers, and funny story, like we would be, you know, messing around like eighth grade sleepovers, and we'd wake up to you like pissing on our laptops or doing
that was incredibly weird. Yeah.
How old were you then? He was like 3 and he just do the crazy shit.
You would do the craziest stuff because we really liked, you know. Man. Your addition to the friend group was like the crazy little kid.
We'd and be like, yeah, like you'd be butt ass naked.
You'd and be we'd, flying we'd just, around the we, house.
Whatever Justin and I told you to do to our friends, you would do it.
Yeah.
We would say, yeah, go teabag Mikey. And you would do it.
Naked. Yeah, no, you would be completely naked. We would tell you to jump on our friends and you would do that. And it was hilarious.
I definitely grew up differently. Like if you ask all my friends, okay. if you were to ask all my friends, they're not going to say that they're the only child, because obviously they have like other siblings who are like older than them and younger than them, and they're probably like around the middle or even the oldest.
Sure.
So like I definitely had a different perspective of everybody. Like early on when my brothers went to school, they'd wake up super early, and for some reason I'd wake up like literally right with them.
Yeah, that was weird because you didn't have to wake up until
I didn't
like
have
eight,
to wake up until
but
eight,
we were in high school, so for some reason the school's like, as you went up, it got earlier and earlier.
Right.
So that was really funny. And it was weird. Like, you were different in the fact that you would wake up early and you were so young. You're just like, you know, first to fifth grade. And you would wake up, you would shower and do your hair. And I thought that was so weird for such a young kid. Like, I didn't do that least till like middle school.
Right. Another funny thing about just you hanging out with our friends, and you didn't really kind of define your own friend group until about the last couple years, right? You'd always be with
right, them. Yeah.
But anyways, one funny story is one night over summer, Joey is hanging out with us boys. We're playing poker.
When is this?
Summertime, like 2 years ago. And so we're
I know what you're gonna say.
We have all the boys over. We're playing poker, right? And Bacon says, "Okay, Joey, How was your first day of school?" what did you say?
Oh, shoot, I have school.
Yeah. It was funny. We were playing poker. This was like 12 at night, and it was just all the boys. And one of our friends asked him how his first day of school went. I think it was like the first day of fourth grade. And he was like, we were all confused because I was like, I know he didn't go to school today. He was hanging out with me. So you just completely missed the first day of school.
Yeah. And this is funny because, you know, most kids are like so obsessed with the first day of school. This goes back to how weird he is sometimes with some of these social interactions is most kids are like obsessed with, oh, we're going back to school. I'm going to lay my outfit out. I'm going to have this ready.
Yeah,
ready.
Yeah.
And he was like, first day of school. What?
Yeah. I would have never missed the first day of school. I think it was, to be honest, I think it was just, he was so a part of our group or like liked hanging out with us that he just didn't, he would focus on that and he wouldn't focus on what he had going on or like his friends, his age. But now you have friends. So it's different. I just think it's kind of odd because I think in my case, me and Jason's case, we have kind of a group of friends that we've known since fourth grade, like a large group of guys since fourth grade, maybe up until early middle school or middle school ish. And we've been friends up until now. And we got a nice tight group going on. Do you have kind of like that squad or that we have, or is it just like a mix and match?
We definitely do. We definitely do. It may not have gone back as far as you guys, like in fourth grade, but we're definitely very close.
So speaking about growing up differently, I have another funny story that I want to share about Joey. So first off, I would like to say that when we were little, our parents would take us to Atlantic City a lot. They loved gambling. Right, right. It was fun. It was fun for
it
all the kids.
It was very fun.
Because our mom would win in blackjack and we would go out shopping and
we
whatever.
We would go to the arcade. We would eat cool food, I guess. And the boardwalk was awesome.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And not just that, but just staying in the hotel room all day. Because we were kids and we couldn't go anywhere. We
just seemed so fun though. And because the theater or the hotel would have like theater movies that we could buy. And we would just watch them in the hotel. So
right.
That was really cool.
And so getting to the funny story here. So one time we're in the hotel room with our dad, all the kids, like how old are we?
Like we're 10, like,
12, no, 12-ish.
Yeah, we're
and
like
Joey's
12-ish.
Like 6 maybe.
He's like, well 12 he's minus 8.
Okay.
So he's like 4. Maybe we were like 13 or something.
Yeah, we're a little bit older. Anyways, the point of the story is we were in there, our mom's playing blackjack, our dad's in the room, we're probably watching a movie, I don't know, we're hanging out, and so the funny thing is the bathroom has a see-through-ish trans. Joey knows where this is going.
I think Joey knows where this is going.
The bathroom has a transparent see-through.
It's not completely transparent.
It's not completely,
but
it's kind of
translucent. You can kind of see light come in. You can see shadows.
You can make out the body.
You can make out the body
on the toilet. So this is what happens. Joey goes to take a crap, right? And
he's
so
use the toilet.
We look, and you will not believe this, what I'm about to say. The way he was taking crap, he was standing on the toilet, facing the wall.
Oh my God.
He was standing on the toilet, both feet, both feet on top of the toilet. I don't know if we're painting the picture correctly.
He's facing the...
It was comfortable. It was comfortable.
I don't get it.
He's squatting with two legs on, but he's facing the wall. And like the...
I don't even remember. Wait. I was facing the wall?
Yeah.
It's just so weird, man. You were like a gargoyle. You were like a gargoyle on the toilet.
Do you still take
Do you still
like
do
that?
No.
Okay, let me know. When did you stop doing that?
I don't know. After that.
We made fun of it and you were crying and dad was trying to defend you.
Dad was trying to defend you. I don't know what there is to defend. Like, we're making fun of you because we want that to stop. At some age, you're going to have to stop because you're not going to fit.
Have you seen like those squatty potty things that go around the toilet?
So little did you know you were onto something, because apparently... You know, you get a squatty potty and you're in a very similar position, but you're just not on the toilet.
So, yeah, let me know if you're in the audience and you're kind of a single child. Do you kind of like not looking up after your brothers? Do you not know how to take a dump?
We clearly should have explained to you how to do this, because that you did it in such a weird way.
So you're entering high school, right? You did your first year at high school already, right?
Yes.
So one kind of big kind of universal thing about high school in general in America is pretty much after high school, you're pretty much at a point where you're kind of hit your maturity. Would you say so?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's kind of cool. I like thinking about your kind of emotional intelligence, and when you mature in that realm is kind of the time you start to look at your parents as other people. Like they were people just like us.
When you
start to realize that your parents are just other people and they're just not like that. I don't know. What I'm saying?
Yeah, they have their own opinions.
They had their own lives. And I think that when you start thinking about things like that, that's kind of when you mature as a intelligent person.
Right. And as I finished high school, that never occurred to me. And then you go off to college and you're like, wow, like you know, your parents aren't there obviously every day anymore. And you start to just kind of become your own self. And it's kind of a really cool
college thing. Yeah, college was an awesome experience. I remember probably the two biggest things. Well, I don't know. I'll say it and then I'll kind of go back on it. But okay. The two biggest things for me, obviously, the class schedule being like you get to make your own class schedule and you don't have to wake up as early as high school being one. So I was super excited about that. What you get to take, there's a lot of classes, right, you can take. And then another thing is just the freedom. It's like you're literally living somewhere else, right? So it's like the first time that you're not living in your parents' house if you're living on campus. So I thought that was really cool. But what I'm going to backtrack and say was I think our parents were kind of they're a little looser raising us. I think we had some amount of freedom to go out every night. And I think that really kind of helped us grow our independence and not get too crazy the first couple of years of college. Right.
I agree. Yeah. You had a year ago. I know you were kind of in an awkward phase. You said college was pointless.
Okay, that is not what I said, Jason. All right, so...
Explain that. No, but seriously, I remember asking you, or I didn't ask you. It kind of came up naturally, and you were just like, I don't get what's so fun about college. Like, okay, why do you guys want to go? And
I was so confused. I was pretty naive, and I didn't realize like what the whole big thing was with college and like why it was so important. I didn't realize like why you needed it for the real world and...
Well, that's another interesting thought. So you think you need college for the real world?
Because a lot of people nowadays don't.
Like, a lot of people
college
are bashing
is becoming
it.
Yeah, college. And it's funny because you especially we're talking you today. You brought up reclassification. I thought you said like a gender change, but you said
you were talking about transgenderism. But talking about reclassification.
So explain what that is.
All right. So reclassing basically means that you go back a year and in this time, like with the coronavirus going around, it definitely seems like a good option. And
well, and for you specifically, because you are so good at baseball, and the whole point about getting, you know, this common baseline education, like you can get a job without a degree these days, especially if you're a programmer.
Right.
A lot of programmers get into the field without having a college degree. I know a lot of them. But for you especially, this reclassification thing seems like it could be very beneficial. Especially because you're so good at baseball and it would kind of give you a leg up.
Right. Yeah, I would agree with that.
It's funny because I think at this point, you know, we have five kids and three just finished college. So me, myself, Justin, Jason, and then John as well. We just finished college. We have jobs and our outlook is pretty good. But I think that it's funny to think that, you know, for you, you're the first one in the family that was good at sports or actually played sports to be able to get good at sports. And now you're really good. You're really talented.
Right. So, I think one thing that helped with that is with four people in the house, like with you guys, it was hard to keep track of all the sports.
Right. True. And I think, yeah, going back again, speaking about those times at sleepovers with our friends, whatever, I think a lot of your athleticism came from that because you'd be throwing golf clubs at us when you were little. When you were three,
running around.
He knew what hurt. He knew what hurt, and he'd pick that up and chuck it at us at sleepovers.
Yeah, you knew what hurt. You knew everything that was hard, and it was funny because like I think when we were messing around with you and we were like you know roughhousing or whatever, we would always have to be careful what would happen to you because we're the older ones and we knew that. Oh, if we throw a golf club at your head, that's bad news. But you didn't seem to have that sort of that sort of knowledge yet.
Right. You were just kind of you knew the shin spot. You knew the golf club on the shin was a good one.
No, but yeah. Okay.
But also one more thing. Another going off of being rough with you. When you're little, we had this game where you would run around the front yard and Justin and I would have a candy cane and we just kind of sweep the legs.
That
was so fun.
That was insanely fun.
Watching you cry like that.
Wow, I had some really good older brothers.
One time you were running down the pier at our beach house and I took my airsoft gun and shot you right in the ass.
Yes, I remember that.
You flew down like cinematically. It was so fun.
The airsoft gun shot him forward 5 feet because he was so small. And then he started crying. But this was normal. It was normal for Joey to be crying on a daily basis because he had older brothers and we would just at this point, it seems like we would torture him. But you know what? It looks like it brought up some good because you're really athletic. You're good at baseball. But what I was trying to finish off my conversation or thought process earlier, I was saying that you're the one in the family that has this opportunity to be really good at sports or baseball. So it's just funny. It seems like our parents are like, yeah, like it just seems like they're not really asking you what you want to do. They're just so focused on you being good at baseball.
Right, right, right.
So they're clenching onto that opportunity, and we're going to just put you in the right spot to see where this thing goes. And hopefully, you know, you can go play in college. And I think that's, you know, the reclassifying that hopefully that helps you out, right?
Yes, yes. Definitely, like, with your parents, like, helping you out in doing so, it'll, it's definitely beneficial.
Nice word. Nice word.
Good words.
Okay.
We're not taking that out. Yeah. We're not taking that
We're
out.
Not taking that out.
Guys, did you know that your parents helping you out is beneficial?
No. But here's what I was trying to get at. So basically.
Nice. That was profound.
That was pretty deep.
That was deep, man.
All right. So basically, like, a lot of kids don't have the opportunity to do that, even though they might be like super, super good. They don't have like the experience or like the knowledge of how to get committed to colleges. So it definitely helps having parents to help you out with that.
Well, it also helps having older brothers, right? After you've seen us going through
it. Come on, man.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But committing to a college through sports is definitely different.
Oh, okay. I see your point.
I agree. And I think it's cool. I you know, whenever I tell people about you, because, like, you know, whenever I meet someone, I'm going to explain that I have four other brothers and sisters. And whenever I'm talking about you, I always like to say, of course, he plays baseball. He's really good at it. He's really smart. And you also have such a big heart, because I just noticed it right there. You brought up the fact that other kids don't have these opportunities. Right. And so I can see. Every time I interact with you,
it sounds very cheesy.
It sounds very cheesy, but I'm going to have a heart to heart for a second. You really do have an insane amount of gratitude in you. So that's really cool.
He has a high emotional intelligence.
He's got a high emotional intelligence. I think, but not even that. He's just emotional.
All right.
The moment you were crying.
He's just flat out emotional. He's tearing up right now. He's tearing up right now. You're going to have to go get him some tissues. No, but what I'm saying is, You really do have a big heart, so it's really cool to talk about that, especially about someone who's as young as you are. I just want to talk about one story that I really liked, and it was actually really recent. I got him. We surprised you, right? This
yeah,
Christmas.
I was actually going to bring this up.
We surprised you this Christmas with something that you really wanted. And it's actually really annoying because he'll bug the crap out of my parents.
Going back to the Chitlet blessing and curse thing, he was really obsessed with headsets at this point and trying to do his research.
It's weird how he'll latch on to something that he wants to have and feels that he needs to have, even though you don't need everything. But he latches onto it. He'll dive into YouTube and watch like 100 videos about a product and be like, oh yeah, that bike runs out in 35 minutes and 36 seconds in energy. So you're going to want to get that other bike. but seriously, that's the way he looks at all these things that he wants. So it was really cool. We knew that he wanted headphones, but what specific headphones did you want?
I wanted the Beats Pro Wireless.
The Beats Pro Wireless. So me having some experience in the headphone realm, I was pushing you on AirPods because I was like, dude, like, you've got to try these. These are so cool. They're wireless, just like the Beats, right? But they connect so easily to all your Apple products, and they just fit so nicely in the ear, and you can't really feel them.
Right, but like, everyone had those, so I wanted something different.
No.
Anyways, get back to the main part of the story.
Yeah. So the main thing here I want to say is he wanted the Beats Pro Wireless, whatever, and he wanted them for Christmas. We ended up telling him that, you know, he probably weren't going to be able to get them until like a week out because they were all sold out. So to my surprise, I went on and I was like, okay, Beats Pro Wireless, what can we do? For some reason, Amazon Fresh had them same day delivery. Because this was like a couple of days before Christmas. Amazon Fresh.
I think it was the 23rd or the 24th. Yeah.
What do you mean?
The day. It was like a day before Christmas.
Sure. But it was like Amazon Fresh. That was so weird because they had it and it was like no surcharge. it was just nothing. It was crazy. It was like, okay, I'm gonna get them and we're gonna surprise Joe. So it was really cool. We played a nice little prank, if you will, on him. We were like, yeah, like we were opening up presents as we do as tradition on the Christmas Eve.
He's
right?
thinking that he's not getting anything.
He's thinking that he doesn't get anything
because it's
the
late.
The way we did presents was everyone else chips in.
Yeah, we have five kids.
We have five kids. So four people chip in for the other person. And we all get them one really nice thing as right. opposed to four, like, okay, golf balls or socks or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So we all chipped in for Joey's present. And we were all opening presents because it's Christmas Eve and that's what all the sibling gifts get opened. Mm-hmm. Right? So Joey's sitting there and he's like, yeah, I don't got anything. Well, I was like, wait, did you check your hamper? So you're just like, oh my god! Like,
no.
Know,
first you said check your pillow.
Oh yeah.
And then there's a note. Sure. There's a message under there.
Yeah.
And
starting crying.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Way to ruin it. But basically, I'm like, wait, did you check under your pillow? Because I like to play games like that. So he knows, and he's like, he's trying to feel me out. So he's looking at me like, come on, like, don't make me run upstairs if this is just a joke, because this is gonna be terrible for me. So he runs upstairs. He looks under the pillow. And there's a note, and it says, just kidding, jackass. So everyone's like, well, this was really mean. What the heck? And then I'm like, nah, seriously, did you check the hamper? And he goes down, he checks the hamper. There are his Beats, his whatever wireless headphones, and he just starts bawling. And it was really funny.
Just start crying like a little baby.
Okay.
Just start crying like a little baby. And it was awesome. No, it was a great memory. Okay, moving on here to our next topic. Joey suggested this one before this episode. He wanted to talk about dreams. And I think dreams are very, very cool. I love dreams. Weirdly enough, I think it's uncommon, but I can remember all my dreams like the next morning. Can you do that, Joe?
Yeah, so that's why I wanted to bring it up, is because I actually haven't dreamed in a couple of nights.
You have no
weird.
Dream? No dream for a fortnight, you'd say?
Oh my gosh.
He doesn't have dreams because he's always playing Fortnite.
No, that's not true.
Okay, do you remember your last dream? Do you like to analyze your dreams or no?
Yeah, because I remember, Justin, you got really into dreams around fourth grade. You got this whole dream book and you brought it into school.
Yeah, that's when my love for dreams happened, because in fourth grade, I just thought this stuff was so cool. And it actually happened where... The first time I got really into it was when around fourth or fifth grade, I had a dream and I knew I was in a dream and I could do anything. And I thought that was so cool.
It's called a lucid dream.
That is what it's called. Right. It's called lucid dreaming. And I looked it up. I was like, I didn't think that was normal. I thought something was up, because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm dreaming right now. Because I don't know how I knew. It was just kind of like the way things were
right.
in my head. And I knew I was in a dream. I thought that was so weird.
Probably the most terrible part is like having a scary dream. Like, I have this, okay.
Go on.
So there's one night, like probably about a year ago. I'm really hoping I never get this again, because it definitely scarred my dreams. And,
okay.
Okay. So
what was the dream?
And so I was basically like in a really dark library and like something, I don't know what was chasing me.
Terrifying.
And,
already.
Yeah, so I actually woke up at like 3 a.m. and went into my parents' room, because it was so scary. It was so scary. It might have been like, definitely not. It was like probably 2 years ago. I said a year, but it's probably, now that I think about it, it's probably like 2 years ago.
That's still pretty, you're still pretty
so
old.
When he says like 13, you have to cut it in half.
You cut something.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Okay, explain the dream. Explain the dream.
All right, yeah, so, like, I don't know if you guys get this, but like whenever I try to run in a dream, I can't run, and it like feels
That's
so sluggish. And like,
definitely happened to me before.
Right, and it just feels terrible. So it caught me, right, and then I woke up in the middle of the night.
Wait, no, let's backtrack. You're in a dark library.
Yeah.
What happened?
I was in a dark library, and I was like taking turns and like going upstairs and stuff like that, and
why
going around corners? I don't know. And I felt it was almost like a lucid dream, so that's why it scarred me even more. Was because like I was able to do stuff in it, and I wanted to get out of the dream so bad because it was scaring me. So like, but my eyes just wouldn't open, and it was terrible.
Oh wow, no, that's scary. But there's nothing chasing you. Or you felt you had the sense.
I had the sense that something was chasing me, right?
You know, it's funny now, though. So you've had those scary dreams, but now you're in puberty. You're probably having some good dreams right now, right?
Oh my gosh.
Okay. But seriously, I it's funny that you bring up so bad dreams, other words, nightmares, right? I like having nightmares. Right. It's so weird. I think I like having nightmares because I like scary movies. I love scary movies, and I love nightmares. It's so thrilling. I'll stop here. I don't like the nightmares where really terrible things happen to people that I know and I love. That's not fun, right? But I like being chased by some scary person or the dream that I always have is in water, and there's just large creatures in water. And I actually had one last night. I just remembered I'm always seem to be at the beach or at the ocean, and there's always like really, really large sharks, for some reason snakes, and I'm always like swimming away from them. And I think that's just so cool. I don't know why. Joey, it's funny that, so scary movies, right?
Right.
You absolutely...
I do not like scary movies.
You hate it, but at the same time, yeah, you always end up watching it.
And even when you're little, once again, when you're hanging out with us and all of our friend groups, we always, every week, we were watching a scary movie over the summer.
Every single
day. And so, like, he would always join in, and our parents would get mad because you wouldn't be able to go to sleep by yourself.
Right, yeah.
It was so funny because we would start the scary movie, everyone's kind of chilling, and then all of a sudden... You know, Joey realizes.
We turn around and we're like, what the Joey, fuck? Joey's under the pillow watching
yeah,
this game.
Yeah, Joey realizes it and he gets up. He wiggles his way, and even today probably, he wiggles his way into like two people to make sure that there's nothing, no monsters or ghosts going to come from the left or right side. It's really strategic.
Yeah, he
really plans it. He's like, oh, scary movie. If it's scary movie night, he knows he's sitting in the middle of the couch and not by himself. Lastly, before we end this podcast here, we're talking about dreams. Joey, since you're 15, I think it's cool to kind of do this like this time capsule type thing because this podcast will forever be here.
Right.
So, what is your dream right now? Your number one dream,
and I think I know what this dream, is. Yeah. So it's probably just to play professional baseball.
For what team?
If I were to pick...
And what position?
It would definitely be the Washington Nationals, like either second base or shortstop. And then... Or the Dodgers, because my uncle has always loved the Dodgers. And
Yeah. We were never really a baseball family until you like really dug in and started playing baseball. So that makes sense. And then... So, okay. Well, to get there, you know, most people... I know it's becoming more and more common for high schoolers to go straight to the MLB. Mm-hmm, but for you, it's seeming
it's
like college
gonna
is going to
be... more of a grind, yeah.
Yep, it's going to be more of a grind. So list top three favorite colleges.
So, number one...
Keeping in mind for the audience, So, Justin went to UNC Chapel Hill. I went to North Carolina State University, as well as our older brother and our younger sister also went to North Carolina State University. And our parents even went to UNC and NC State as well.
Yep. So go ahead, Joe.
So I'd definitely love to go to Duke, number one, for baseball. And then probably, maybe like NC State would definitely be a very close second. And then, sorry, Justin, but probably not UNC.
Damn, really? UNC is not even top three.
Yeah, so I'd
okay, well, I'm sending
go
this
a different
to UNC
route,
baseball.
Maybe coach. Like Virginia or something like that.
What is it about UNC?
Yeah, what is it about UNC?
So I wouldn't say like I would shut them out. Obviously, if they give me like the opportunity to play there, then I'd definitely
keep in
play
mind
there.
I'm sending this to the UNC baseball coach. So you actually won't get an offer. But what is it about UNC? Why?
So yeah, definitely just because I'd prefer other schools. Just
okay. The vibe check.
Yeah, it's just the vibe. All right. Well, wrapping this episode up. I hope you guys. Enjoyed listening to my little bot brother and our new co-host, Jason Chitla. Look forward to having you guys listen to more. So come back next week.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Yep. Bye.
Thank you, guys. And subscribe.